As Tenelkar's daughter, Alanna was Chumda, heir to the throne of the Hapes Consortium. But after what Jason had put the child through, and out of fear that her true paternity might one day be discovered, Tenelkar wanted her removed from danger, as well as from political intrigue of the sort that was commonplace in the consortium. And so Alana's death by a strain of targeted nanovirus had been faked, and Han and Leia had assumed custody of her. More, they had embraced her, and felt blessed by every moment she spent in their company. The original plan had called for the Force-sensitive Alana to attend the Jedi Academy, which had been relocated to Shidu Mod, near Terrafon in the Transitory Mists. But thus far, the plan wasn't working out. Tenelkar felt Alana would be safer with the Solos than off at the Academy, and Alana and the Academy were hardly a perfect fit. Free-spirited and kinetic, Alana had trouble sitting still for lessons, and seemed less interested in honing her abilities in the Force than in following her instincts and investigating life's mysteries in her own fashion.
"You were like that as a child. Sometimes it pains me to see so much of you in her. Pains me, and yet fills my heart to overflowing."
Alana rarely spoke of the father she had scarcely known. At the height of Jason's misguided attempts to control the destiny of the galaxy, he had abducted her in an effort to force Tenelkar to support his evil machinations. And Han and Leia had been instrumental in rescuing her, learning only then that Jason was her father. The child had known danger all her life, from Hapen conspirators, members of a Killick nest, and hired assassins alike. But Jason's treachery was the deepest cut, and his actions put a premature end to her childhood. Gone was the button-nosed toddler who had once pronounced Jedi, Yedi, and who had named a stuffed tauntaun for the kind man who would later be revealed as her father. Leia knew that Alana's silence about Jason didn't mean that she had put him entirely from her mind, only that she had buried her dark memories of him where no one could find them. What worried Leia most was that those memories would fester and seep like a stain into Alana's psyche. It was all too close to what Leia had gone through on learning that Darth Vader was her actual father, and for years carrying within her a fear that her children would inherit the same weakness for the dark side of the Force that Anakin Skywalker had evinced. In Jason, those fears had been realized. Jason, who for so long had represented a new hope for the Jedi Order, one who had ventured so profoundly into the Force and had traveled so widely in the galaxy, in the end, only to fall victim to the same lust for power that had crippled Anakin Skywalker, to become so overwhelmed and mastered by power, he became unrecognizable to Han and Leia long before his necessary death.
"His necessary death."
Leia supported Han whenever he said as much, but as a mother, she was less efficient at distancing herself from Jason. Yes, he had become a monster, but it was Leia who had given birth to him, nursed and nurtured and loved him unconditionally. And his death would haunt her for the rest of her life.
"As you failed us, we failed you. Failed to find a way to redeem you.